The sermon tonight is entitled, The Difference Between Sin and Evil. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, it says, And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This, of course, is what we call the Lord's Prayer. But I want to point out something to you. You spell the word devil, D-E-V-I-L. You take the D off the front, what do you have? Evil. Evil. I love the Bible. I also love 101 Dalmatians. The villainous is Cruella DeVille, D-E-V-I-L. She was evil. And some of you, I've not gotten one grunt of amen out of you all year long, and I mention 101 Dalmatians, and everybody knows that scripture. She's the villainess in that whole story, and she's out to do evil to people. Our text, Matthew chapter 6, we call it the Lord's Prayer, or it is a model prayer. It is a sample prayer. And so, you know, God never intended for us to stand around in a corner and chant that prayer. He was telling us this is how you ought to pray. He wasn't saying you must pray this prayer. He was saying this is how you ought to pray. In verse number 13 there, it said, And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Folks, you and I, we should pray, and I think we should virtually beg God that we never become evil. You should also stay away from evil people and situations that tend toward evil. Ask that evil does not come upon you, but ask that you are not the evil that comes upon somebody else. You know, if you read the scripture and you were paying close attention, it does not say deliver us from drug abuse. Well, I want God to deliver us from drug abuse, but he said deliver us from evil. He doesn't say deliver me from covetousness. He said deliver me from evil. He didn't say deliver us from drunkenness or stealing or gambling or smoking or lying or cursing or rock music or temper. But it does say deliver us from evil. And this was a model or sample prayer. Deliver us from evil. The word evil, the Greek definition for it, it has to do with maliciousness, a viciousness. It is causing anguish or hurt to someone in addition to yourself. Now, evil, folks, is worse than sin. Evil means you hurt someone or you try to hurt someone. You could attack them verbally, their character, their reputation. You could pull them into the sin that you're committing, which that's an evil act. If I try to get you to sin with me, that's evil. I'm practicing evil towards you. Evil is to bring injury to others, and not necessarily bodily, but it could mean to actually physically get hurt because of it. Let me give you an example. I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. It says this, And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake, that a great multitude, both of Jews also and also of Greeks, believed, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Now here you see an evil conspiracy to hurt someone. Some Jews form a team to hurt Paul and others who were preaching the Bible. It says they stirred them up. They made their minds evil. They were against someone. Now the Bible would call that an evil act. Evil people know what they're doing, and on purpose they try to damage others. Either they pull others in and they try to assassinate someone's character, or they pull others in and start getting them involved in their known sinful behavior. And God says that's evil. Evil is a planned, constructed way of hurting people. Now, the sermon will be quite simple. But listen, and the sermon will not be long, but I want you to get the idea. I'm going to talk to you about the difference between sin and evil. Okay, first of all, sin is the transgression of God's law. Sin is the transgression of God's law. In 1 John chapter 2, verse number 1, it says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. If a man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." Sin is when God says, no liquor, but you drink liquor anyway. Sin is if God teaches us against rock music, but we listen to it anyway. Sin is when God says you shouldn't be cursing, you shouldn't be using God's name in vain, and then you use it anyway. Sin is when God says do not be covetous, but you go ahead and covet anyway. That's a sin. Sin is when God says you should not steal, and you steal. That's a sin. Sin, God says don't lie, don't gamble, don't smoke. God says don't do that, and you do it anyway. You have hurt yourself, and God said that's sin. Sin is when you disobey God's command. Or sin is when you do not do what you're supposed to do that God commanded you to do. But sin is you doing something that you're not supposed to do. And that's pretty simple, and most of us would say that makes sense to me. But way too many people think that sin and evil are equal, and they're not. Sin is a transgression of God's law by you, and primarily hurting you. Obviously, you hurt the testimony of the church and Christ and everything with your sin, but you're not consciously trying to pull others into it or attacking others with it. So sin is a transgression of God's law. Number two, evil is when you hurt others. Evil is when you even launch or a plan or conspire to hurt others. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, listen right this way. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 5, the Bible says, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, it is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. Now, that verse is in 1 Corinthians 13. That's considered the chapter of love in the Bible. So that's a chapter of charity, if you will, and it is describing love. And at the end of these things that love does not do, it says love thinketh no evil. What does that mean? Real love is not evil. Real love's not evil. If Mrs. Owens and I were boyfriend and girlfriend, and I said to her, "I love you, but I want you to get drunk with me," I would be pulling her into a sin. That's evil. I am proving to her that I don't love her like I'm supposed to. Because evil pulls people into damaging behavior. Evil shows an absence of love, according to 1 Corinthians 13:5. Let me read it to you again. Speaking of charity, it doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. It's saying that real love doesn't get involved in this evil stuff. That's not real love. Now, so understand, evil is when we hurt others with our sin. But being evil is a sin. But evil is worse than sin. Evil is sin on purpose. Evil is sin on purpose to hurt others. Evil is sin on steroids. Let me give you a story from the Bible. This is the story of Joseph and his brothers. Some of you have heard the story. Joseph's brothers plot against him. They actually sell him into slavery. And they conspire. They planned it. Let me read to you from Genesis chapter 37, verse 1 and 2. It says, "And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the son of Bilhah, and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report." Now notice, there's an evil report here. Something is going on evil. In other words, somebody's about to get hurt. Somebody's conspiring. Someone's about to hurt somebody. His brothers are actually, Joseph's brothers are talking evil. They're talking evil. They're planning to hurt. Genesis 37, verse 17, 18, and 19, which is about 15 verses later, it says this, "And the man said, they are departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him." Now, they've conspired. They plan to hurt somebody. Joseph's brothers were jealous of him. And because of that jealousy, they planned on grabbing him. They planned on selling him into slavery. They planned on lying to their dad about what happened. They took his jacket and they tore it into shreds and got some animal blood and spread it on the jacket, took it home to dad and said, "Hey, Dad, your boy, he got massacred by an animal." That is not what happened. He did get massacred by animals. His brothers, who were behaving evil, but it was evil, it was planned, and they hurt somebody else with their misbehavior. They conspired to kill him. That's evil. Folks, it is a sin to discuss negative about someone. It's evil to plan an attack on that someone. Let me read to you Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you." Evil speaking, notice, someone is going to hurt with their words. Either they're going to attack someone with their words, and or they'll use their words to entice someone to get involved with them in their sin. Now look, if I hurt me, that's sin. But if I try to convince you to get in on my sin with me, I have become evil toward you. And if you and I, we get together and we plan to hurt somebody else, that's evil. We're conspiring, either conspiring to get them involved in our sin, or we're out to destroy them, which is sin, because we're attacking someone. Christians are never to be evil. Never plan revenge. Never plan to hurt. We sing the song, "Yield not to temptation, for yielding is what? Sin." Sin. Did you know that the second verse says, "Shun evil companions, dark passions disdain." Two different things. Said, and that song is scriptural. It said, "Yield not to temptation, for temptation is sin." Then it goes to that sin on steroids, evil. It said, you better shun evil companions. So it's teaching both concepts in the song, "Yield not to temptation." So, sin is the transgression of God's law. Evil is when we pull others in to the sin, and or we attack others consciously and on purpose. We're hurting other people. Now, let me, in a way, repeat myself. Number three, evil and sin are different. Folks, all people sin. All people commit transgressions against God's law. All people fall short of the mark. You say, what's a mark? It's perfection. But the only one that was ever perfect was Jesus. Now, we're all going to fall short of that bullseye. We're all going to commit transgressions against God or against God's law. We're all going to miss the mark. We're all going to do wrong. We're all going to break some of God's rules. So everybody's a sinner. There's only two kinds of people in this room tonight. There's saved sinners, and there's possibly lost sinners. But we're all sinners. But, folks, not all people are evil. Now, everybody's a sinner, but not all people are evil, because there is a difference. Sin is where I mess up and I hurt me, and of course I hurt God with it, but I mess up, I hurt me, I fall short. Oh, but wait a minute, evil, that's different. I'm affecting other people. I'm getting other people involved. And God said, that's very dangerous. Not all people are evil. Not all people are out to hurt someone. Not all people are out to destroy someone. Not all people are out to put others down. Not all people are out to injure other people. Not all people are out to get someone. Sin is an individual act of wrong. Evil is pulling someone in and or an alliance on purpose to harm someone, to get them involved in your sin, and or that you pull someone in so you can hurt somebody else. It's a sin to drink liquor. It's evil to sell it. It's evil. That means especially wrong. Hey, it's a sin to drink liquor. It's evil to try to get your friends to drink it with you. It's a sin. I think it's a sin against your body to smoke. But it's evil to influence others to smoke. Hey, young people, listen very carefully, Brother Owens. It's one thing. It's one thing in the youth department for someone to commit a sin. It's another thing for somebody in our youth department to be trying to convince the other kids to get involved in their wrong. You have become evil when you're trying to get other people to get involved in your wrong. It's a sin to listen to rock and roll music. It's evil to try to convince others to listen to your rock music. It's a sin to steal. It's evil to try to talk others into stealing with you. It's a sin to criticize someone, to be a backbiter. But wait a minute, it's evil to try to get others to join you to criticize that person. It's a sin to gamble. It's evil to work at the casino. Sin hurts you, evil hurts you, and a variety of other people. Sin, I primarily hurt Jeff Owens. Evil, I may hurt someone else when I pull them into my sin, and I am luring, I'm talking them into it. Or evil is me getting someone else, and the two of us, we go hurt someone. So there is a difference in sin and evil. Evil is worse than sin. Evil is an attack. It could be revenge. It could be hate. Now, let me explain something to you. And I like teaching on this sort of thing, especially when you're not worried about these things happening in your church. We don't have a bunch of people going around and being evil in our church, not that I know of. Now, if you're under conviction right now, let the shoe, if the shoe fits, wear it. That's fine with me. But I'm not trying to fix something that's broken. I prefer warning us before something breaks. But folks, it's evil that splits churches, not sin. Somebody in the church can make a mistake. They can sin, and you know what? That's pretty easily fixable. But I'll tell you what: evil is when someone consciously begins to pull other people in and cause problems. So I don't see sin destroying a bunch of churches, but I've seen evil in churches, and boy, evil. Sin will not suck the good spirit out of a church. Evil will. You just get a bunch of people attacking a bunch of people and a bunch of people pulling others into their gossip and into their criticism. And wow, you can gut the Holy Spirit. You can just gut it right out of a church. A church that had a great attitude and a great spirit. Let evil raise its nasty head up and you'd be surprised at how that evil will quench the fire of God in a church. Sin happens to us all. We all fall and damage ourselves. Evil's not a fall. Evil is actually where someone says, I'm going to convince you to be a part of something that you shouldn't be a part of, whether it is sinful behavior or the attack on someone else. Now, I'm going to make just a few real, real simple applications, but so you can all relax. The base of the sermon is over with. Sin is a transgression of God's law. Evil is when we pull others in and we're hurting other people. Evil and sin are different. All people sin, but not all people are evil. Folks, it's our job to build up, not to tear down. Galatians 6:1 says, Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself also, lest thou also be tempted. Now, folks, if people fall into sin, let me recommend something. We're to try to rebuild them. We're to try to lift them up. Don't become evil toward them. Now, let me tell you this. The worse our world gets, the more evil we'll deal with in this world. The worse the world gets, the more evil you and I must contend with in this world. Listen to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. It says, Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So the closer we get to the coming of Jesus Christ, you're going to see that the evil behavior of people the seducers, what is that? Someone that's drawing other people in to the misbehavior. It says they're going to wax worse and worse. They're going to deceive more and more with their evil. So, folks, let's be on guard. The closer we get to Jesus' coming, the more we're going to see evil behavior. You know what that means to me? That means to me, I had better work real hard at not personally becoming evil. And right now, because we're getting closer and closer to the coming of Jesus, I better be working more and more about not letting evil be developed in my life. So the worse the world gets, the more you'll see evil. Oh, sin gets worse too, but remember, evil is sin on steroids. Evil is a multiplication of sin. Evil is hurting other people. And God said, the closer we get to the coming of Jesus, the more and more people are going to wanting to be launched out and attack and hurt other people. Goodness, all you have to do is look at our news, look at our country. It's a mess. Everybody's out to hurt somebody. Everybody's out to get somebody. Everybody's out to assassinate somebody else's character. I mean, it's one thing if you want to hurt you, but why spend all day long, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year trying to hurt everybody? That's evil. That's evil. Now, let me warn you, our tongues can become very evil. The Bible says in James chapter 3, verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Now, God is saying, watch your tongue. Watch your tongue. You know, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What's going on inside you has a chance to come out through your tongue. I would say it has a chance to come out of your tongue and out of your fingers while you're texting or you're on Facebook. Let me tell you, Facebook is full of evil. It's full of it. I didn't say Facebook is evil. I said it's full of evil. Why? People hurting people. People have to get people. People conspiring against people. Character assassination. So the tongue can be very evil. And if I try to talk Brother Edwards, I say, Brother Edwards, let's go get a tattoo of Mother Mary on our foreheads. Now, if I want to sin and go get a tattoo on my forehead of Mary, I've sinned. But when I try to talk Edwards into going with me, now I've become evil. I tried to talk him into doing something that we shouldn't do. That's evil. But you use your tongue or your fingers to do the talking. So watch out. That's why the Bible would say the tongue is virtually an unruly evil. It said it's full of poison. Now, that poison will hurt you, but God, in an exceptional way, if you don't have the good sense not to hurt yourself, okay, fine, but don't go around hurting everybody else. Look, if you want to go out and mess up your life and do something stupid, which we don't want you to do, okay, but whatever you do, don't mess with everybody else at the church. Teenager, you don't want to live right. Now, we want you to live right, but if you don't want to live right and mess up your life, that's one thing. But don't you mess with the other teenagers in our church. Amen. What's it talking about? Yeah, that's evil now. That's evil. So here's what I've said thus far, and we're close to being done. Sin is a transgression of the law. Evil is when you hurt others. You draw others into it. It may be that you hurt them by getting them involved in your sin. Now you've become evil, or you pull them in so you hurt somebody else. Maybe an attack. Maybe just pulling a bunch of people into wrong. Thirdly, I said evil and sin are different. All people sin, but not all people have to be evil. I told you, it's our job as Christians, Galatians 6:1, to build up, not to tear down. I said number five, the worse the world gets, the more we're going to have to be on guard about evil. I said number six, the tongue tends to be the outlet for the evil. The tongue can be very evil. Now, number seven, we're not to get close to evil. We're not to get close to evil. Or I could put it this, we're not to be close to evil people. Listen to Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 14. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. In the way. That's basically saying, don't be around them. Listen, God loves you, and He's saying, I want to keep you away from evil people because those evil people could influence you, they could hurt you, they could pull you into their sin, or they could pull you into getting other people involved in their sin. So God is saying, stay out of their way. So look, I'll say to the teenagers in our church again, if there's somebody in our church and you know they try to entice other teenagers to do wrong, don't be around them. I didn't tell you to hate them. I didn't tell you to beat them up. I did tell you, avoid them. Because God said, don't go in the way of evil men. That means there should be a distancing and a minimizing of association. They're evil. They're out to hurt people. Finally, you say, well, preacher, well, you know, what do you do if evil's around? Well, the Bible teaches you overcome evil with good. You overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I can tell you the best way in the world, if somebody out there, and I don't know of anybody like this, but if somebody out, let's say somebody out there in our community wanted to attack our church for some reason, they got mad at us because of our stand on the King James Bible or our morality stands, and they wanted to attack us, you say, what do we do? Well, we don't become evil toward them when they're becoming evil toward us. Say, pastor, somebody attacks you, I'll beat him up. Now you've become evil. I don't want you to be, we don't trade evil for evil. You say, what do? The Bible says you overcome evil with good. So, well, what would we do, pastor? I wonder if somebody out there just attacked our church. We'll just keep going soul winning. We'll keep building the church. We'll keep feeding the hungry. We'll put shoes on cold feet. Hey, you know what you do? You keep teaching your Sunday school class. You keep running your bus route. And you keep on going. You say, what is that? Those are all good things. You can overcome evil with good. I have to tell you, I don't spend my time answering my critics. I think it probably bothers them. They attack me, but I never answer. You say, why? Well, one reason why is because I'd like to be evil for evil. And I just can't do that. Folks, don't seek revenge. Revenge is evil. Don't seek to hurt the people that hurt you. You are then behaving toward them the way they've been behaving toward you. So you say, well, pastor, a lot of evil's coming my way. I feel like people are trying to attack me, or I feel like there are people trying to pull me into doing wrong. What should I do? A lot of good. I'd go soul winning more. I'd make sure I didn't miss any church. I'd help more people, because you will overcome evil's influence by good in your life. You say, well, that kind of doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. It's what God said works. And by the way, it works. It works. You overcome evil with good. I'm done, but I'm going to repeat myself. You say, pastor, do you repeat yourself for our sake? No, I'm an old forgetful man, and I just want to repeat myself. The title of the sermon is The Difference Between Sin and Evil. Sin is the transgression of God's law. Secondly, evil is pulling others into it. It's influencing others, not just yourself. Number three, evil and sin, therefore, are different. Everybody sins, but not everybody has to be evil. It's our job to build up, not tear down. The worse our world gets, the more on guard we'll all have to be about this thing called evil. Evil's outlet is through communication. We communicate with our tongue, and in this day and age, our fingers. We're not even to be close to evil. We're to avoid it. God can tolerate us being around some sin, but I'm going to tell you, He says, run from evil. We will overcome evil with good. The Lord's Prayer. You hear what it says? And we all, people love that sample prayer, the Lord's Prayer. I love it that in Matthew 6:13, He says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It didn't say deliver us from sin. God knew. He did not want you and I to hurt other people. And that's truly one of the basic concepts of Christianity. So, there's a difference in sin and evil. And if you can't remember anything else that I've said tonight, remember 101 Dalmatians and Cruella. Is that how she says her name? Anybody knows that? Am I close anyway? Cruella de Vil. D-E-V-I-L. Evil. She was out to destroy. Right, right. Thank you. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, we welcome you to the Savior. You come, we'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. Is there anybody here that would say, "Preacher, I'm not saved. Pray for me. I'm not saved." Now listen then. Christian, don't you become evil. Don't hurt people. Now, I don't want you to participate in sin, but if you're going to, don't you be sharing it with other people, and don't you to try to draw other people into it. At least have enough respect to leave everybody else alone. Look, if you want to be immoral, okay, but don't entice somebody else into it. That's wrong. That's evil. You have no right to destroy somebody else. Christian, let's work that we don't become evil, and let's be cautious that we guard ourselves around evil. Who here tonight would say, "Pastor, I've learned something. I've been challenged by the Scripture tonight. I will be cautious about evil." Would you let God see your hand? We're going to have an altar call. And if you need the altar, I want you to feel free to come. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need a moment at the altar, you come. Don't pull other people in. And remember, don't ever find yourself in a conspiracy where you're gathering people to attack someone. That's exactly what Joseph's brothers did to him. They conspired. They planned it. They said, "We're going to get him." You should not gather people to attack. That's evil. You can be evil toward one. You can conspire to assassinate the character of one person. You can go around attacking. You can go around attacking your wife or attacking your husband or attacking your parents with your words. If you think it, that's sin. When you speak it and start sharing it and bringing other people into it, you have now become evil. Young person, if you're mad at your parents but you keep that mad inside, that's a sin. But let me tell you something. You start sharing it and you try to get your brother involved or your sister involved or somebody else in the church involved. Now you become evil because you are conspiring. You're pulling someone into your nasty behavior. There's a difference between sin and evil. Say, "Boy, people are evil toward me. What am I going to do? Do good." You say, "Well, what good should I do?" Well, love your enemy. That is God saying, someone's been evil toward you. You're going to overcome evil with good. What's good? Love's good. So I can weather the storm by loving my enemy while they're being evil toward me.